Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Huge news. We're going to play the audio starting in the next segment. Michael Moore, 9/11 could be an inside job. Illegals, white border fires to sidetrack U.S. agents as part of a military attack on the United States. They are set to vote for total legalization tomorrow. Bush has arrogantly said, I'll see at the signing statement, they're using the playing possum or playing dead tactic of claiming that it's been beaten. So most conservatives are saying, oh, no, that was beaten. Again, the military tactics our government uses on them work quite well, and it's not our government, it's the criminals that run it. We'll be going over all that. Huge Building 7 developments from the Loose Change crew. Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis will be joining us, an executive at a Fortune 500 company who was in Building 7, going public, ladies and gentlemen, about bombs in the building. Explosions before Tower 1 or 2 even collapsed. This is huge breaking news, and I'm very honored they're going to break much of it here. They'll have some part 2 of that tonight on their own show here on the GCN Radio Network. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. Also, I'm trying to get all the Luke Radowski or any of the We Are Change crew, because I want to give them the credit for the great work they did with this Michael Moore video. Michael Moore, 911 could be inside job. Discusses explosions in buildings, demands 100 angles of Pentagon video, and calls for new investigation. They haven't even told us half the truth yet. We'll be covering all that when we get back in the next segment. Right now, I do want to encourage all of you to cease any procrastination that is going on and to support us. Plus, you get powerful videos. America, Freedom to Fascism. Loose Change Second Edition. 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions. On DVD, high digital quality. Have the original. Support the artists. Support people who put this out. Also, Riddles in Stone about the globalist mindset and what makes them tick. Very important to have. Excellent film available at Infowars.com. Terror Storm, first edition. We literally got about 30 more in to fill some mail order, back orders, and then they're all gone because we've gotten down to just a couple. They're only available, what we've got left, in combo orders. Because, again, we don't want to break up those combos and get rid of those specials, so we have it available in a few of the combos. If you get the combos, you can still get the first Terror Storm, plus the combos are radically discounted. And I'm sending a signed card with each of the final first edition Terror Storms that go out. Secondarily, we do have the final cut, the special edition Terror Storm, with over 17 minutes of new footage and information on Building 7 and the BBC and CNN reports about how it fell before it did fall. Gore Vidal, of course, you get the interview with Jesse Ventura in there, the key snippets, interviews with Bill Christensen, the CIA going public about 9/11, high-level CIA officer, case officer, section chief, family members going public on 9/11. It's all in the new final cut of Terror Storm, the 2007 edition. You can pre-order that. It'll be shipping next month to you. Your orders will go out first. So, again, Infowars.com. You can get the old Terror Storm or the new Terror Storm for a limited time. Then forever, it'll just be the new Terror Storm. We'll get a signed collector's edition, original Terror Storm, first edition, right now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, to get the new Terror Storm or the old Terror Storm or to get Loose Change or any of the films at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, all 15 of my films, all my other videos, interviews, in-studio reports, the TV show, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Endgame will be up there a few weeks before it's available anywhere else. Coming up in early October, it'll be up, and won't be able to get the DVD till late October. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and that is really what's funding us, so thanks to all the support for you out there that are members. So again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with the Michael Moore Bombshell.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know what? Let's just play the whole 10-minute clip. It starts out with WeAreChange.org, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com reporters going to a sicko, his new film about the big pharma scams. Screening just a few days ago. Now breaking, now up on Google Video. If you want to see the video, go to PrisonPlanet.com. There's two stories out on it. The story under the top headline is by Aaron Dykes. That's the one we really need to focus on and dig. Again, dig is hundreds of times bigger than the Drudge Report. If you get on their main page, millions of people will see it. It can break into mainstream media that way. There's a dig brigade who brags that they try to ban any story we put out. Now, it is very newsworthy that Michael Moore says 9/11 could be an inside job. Discusses explosions in buildings, demands 100 angles, a Pentagon video, and calls for a new investigation. They haven't even told us half the truth. This is huge. In the whole chain reaction of Charlie Sheen and Rosie O'Donnell and all the other people that have been going public, there's a lot of others that have been going public. James Brolin, and the list goes on and on. Christina Ebersole, and the dam is now breaking, and this is big because he's totally respected. He's mainline liberal, mainline Democrat, and he's the biggest documentary filmmaker in the world. Michael Moore saying what he said is absolutely huge. Now, at first, the bodyguards keep people away for like three times. Moore gets away from them. And then he just comes back, like looking for them, and comes back and says, okay. You can see him. You can tell he's just decided to go for it. You can literally tell that Moore is tired of covering up. By the way, we've known for a long time he knows all about it. I'm just going to leave it at that, how we know, but we know from triple sources. So he just goes ahead and spills his guts. Now, we don't need the Digberry Brigade to be able to stop this. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and get this story. Get both the stories. Michael Moore, 9/11, could be an inside job. Get that one. And also get the Michael Moore has serious questions about 9/11, the one Steve just did. Also, Paul Watson, I can now announce, has been in China for the last week and a half. I didn't know Paul wanted to announce that. But he is in China. He's there covering things and working on some stories. And he's firsthand experiencing the censorship on the web. He's got a big article, what the Chinese-style Internet will look like, and that's what's coming here. That's his report from China. He put a story out last week from China about how they were threatening to attack us on their news there. And he was watching this on television. And he was there with some Chinese folks. They were able to translate it. And he's reading it in English. So that's why that report did get international attention, did get several million readers. So good job, Paul Watson, reporting from China. New report from China, from Beijing. Michael Moore has serious questions about 9/11. Those are the two top stories. But dig the one that says Michael Moore, 9/11 can be an inside job. That's the one. There's a dig fight going right now as they desperately try to shoot this down. Here's just the whole thing. The first 4 or 5 minutes, they mill around. Amy Goodman looks at him with hatred and looks scared, says, I'm not going to talk about it. And runs off, and then it gets to Michael Moore. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is at a sicko premiere, or sneak peek screening, not really the premiere, that's not for a week and a half. In New York, Michael Moore, this is historical, here it is.
Yes, we'll have a lot of good stuff on the DVD. The way you can help is to get involved in these organizations, support the, what's their website, what's the best website for the Healthcare Now, California Nurses Association's got a good website, and for John, what's the best website here for the Health and 9/11 Response?
GoodFoundation.com.
I'll have links on my website to all of these groups. Get people to go to this movie. A lot of people are taking people out, having discussion groups. Move On is getting behind it and having discussion groups. A lot of different groups are doing that and using the film to organize. Leafleting at the movie. Feel free to show up at theaters to leaflet. Say I said so. Do like the guy with the deaf daughter did. Just say you have a close personal relationship with me and I said, well, okay, then set up a table at the theater or whatever. And if they don't, I'm right around the block. Something like that. So, anyways, thank you all of you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Have you looked into some of the reasons that that the 9/11 workers are sick, Michael?
Follow him. Get up behind him. Get him.
And I'm in.
You're the amp. Oh, they're all here.
Michael, can I get your comments on 9/11 being an inside job? They made a movie about it, Michael. Can I get your comments about that? Did you know that the rescue workers have pulverized concrete in their lungs?
What was the force that pulverized that concrete?
One quick question for you. I know you were present for this event. Can you comment on World Trade Center 7 coming down? We know you were there for
Sorry,
that.
I can't talk
you know
right now
what happened?
We're just working
just
out.
Just a comment. How
we're
do you think it came down?
We're just about to do an interview, so we have
just,
to just
If you could just give me a yes or no, do you believe that it came down? Okay, can't answer one question?
No, we're busy working
on it. Oh, really busy. Okay. I understand how it works.
I should have described this in the video. It's just raw video. But then they add in the local news station showing Amy Goodman reporting from Building 7 as it blows up and collapses. But she won't talk about it because she's New World Order all the way, folks. They have to control the left and the right, just like they control the NRA, who actually Judas goats us for gun control. And people can't believe it. So the Michael Moore thing's about to start. We'll play some of it, then come back from break and play the rest of it. Then we got the Loose Change crew on with a huge 9/11 development. It's kind of the day of 9/11 developments. Let's continue.
My hearts go out to all the people affected by this. They don't deserve this. These are innocent people.
Then it cuts back to inside of the facility.
On focus on government corruption. We see that as being the problem. I really liked how you were not focusing on Hillary so much. You showed how basically Bush and Hillary are equal. And your last movie really dropped a lot of hints. We want to get some ideas, your comments on 9/11 being an inside job. Because since your last movie, which gave us a lot of information, Carlisle Group, we now are in possession of all kinds of other facts and evidence.
Right.
And we know that 9/11 is an inside job.
Right.
So we want to get your comments on that.
Well, I've had a number of firefighters tell me over the years, and since Fahrenheit 9/11, that they heard these explosions, that they believe that there's much more to the story than we've been told. I don't think the official investigations have told us the complete truth. They haven't even told us half the truth. And so I support and I hope, you know, if there's a new administration or somebody could open up a new investigation of this before we get too far away from it to find out the whole truth. Let me just give you one thing I've asked for a long time. I've filmed before down at the Pentagon, before 9/11. There's got to be at least 100 video cameras ringing that building, in the trees, everywhere. They've got that plane coming with 100 angles. How come we haven't seen the straight? I'm not talking about stop action photos. I'm talking about the video.
Back it up a minute. I mean, you hear this? Bombs and buildings. Pentagon, it only gets more powerful. The conclusion of the Michael Moore bombshell interview on the other side. New World Order, you already know it. We're going to beat you one way or the other.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Loose Change InfoWar Commandos will be joining us coming up in the next segment. Back to Michael Moore talking about firefighters saying bombs going off, explosions. And he just basically comes out and says the Pentagon's impossible. This is getting bigger and bigger by the moment. Here it is.
We focus on government corruption. We see that as being the problem. I really liked how you were not focusing on Hillary so much. You showed how basically Bush and Hillary are equal. And your last movie really dropped a lot of hints. We want to get some ideas, your comments on 9/11 being an inside job. Because since your last movie, which gave us a lot of information,
Carlisle Group,
we now are in possession of all kinds of other facts and evidence.
Right.
And we know that 9/11 is an inside job.
Right.
So we want to get your comments.
Well, I've had a number of firefighters tell me over the years, and since Fahrenheit 9/11, that they heard these explosions, that they believe that there's much more to the story than we've been told. I don't think the official investigations have told us the complete truth. They haven't even told us half the truth. And so I support, and I hope, you know, if there's a new administration or somebody could open up a new investigation of this before we get too far away from it. To find out the whole truth. Let me just give you one thing I've asked for a long time. I've filmed before down at the Pentagon, before 9/11. There's got to be at least 100 video cameras ringing that building, in the trees, everywhere. They've got that plane coming with 100 angles. How come we haven't seen the straight? I'm not talking about stop action photos. I'm talking about the video. I want to see the video. I want to see 100 videos that exist of this. Why don't they want us to see that plane coming into the building? Because, you know, if you know anything about flying a plane, if you're going 500 miles an hour, if you're off by that much, you're in the river. To hit a building that's only 5 stories high, that expertly, I believe that there will be answers in that videotape, and we should demand that tape is...
And the idea is that the hole is about 8 feet wide.
Yeah, see, I'm not very good at the physics and all that, but I believe me, the questions need to be asked.
So you have a lot of unanswered questions.
Oh, and I intend in my own way to find some answers. So, but anyway, thank you for whatever you're doing.
Okay,
so,
well, just one more comment.
The next place, though.
Ron Paul.
Yeah.
What do you think of Ron Paul as a candidate for president?
Don't know much about him. I can't, you know, I'm genetically... Well, no, I'm genetically prohibited from voting for anybody with a Republican next to their name.
Well, you gotta look at Ron Paul. He transcends his paradigm. Transcends left-right.
Yeah.
If we can get beyond left-right, I think we have a real chance.
He's got the wrong letter of the alphabet by his name. So
I think it's more than that, Mike.
But that's my problem. You know, it's a flaw in me.
Okay.
I can't quite get past it.
All right, I understand. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. The paradigm is shifting on this 9/11 issue. If we can force Fox News to bite. Because they still think they have all this power, but then that'll cause it to go supernova on the web, and then all the liberals, the mainline liberals, are going, I mean, when Michael Moore goes public, folks, and he's there saying, look, the Pentagon's really suspicious, people couldn't do that, when he's talking about firefighters and explosions and bombs, when he's talking about how, you know, the investigation wasn't even half true, I mean, all of that is huge. And by the way, I was just on Dig. Again, for those that don't go on the web, this is so important because it's like number 40-something on the web. Drudge is like 500-something in the ranking. I mean, millions and millions, tens of millions hit their main page every day. And if we can get this on the main page of Dig, it will go supernova. But the Dig Brigade, the Barry Brigade, they brag. They say, we're here to censor any truth. And they love it. I mean, just anything, any real news, anything criticizing the government, they bury it. And they're on there laughing and giggling. But lately, we've been able to defeat them when you take action. But it's not happening right now. They're winning right now at PrisonPlanet.com. The second story from the top, left-hand side. Michael Moore, 911 could be an inside job. I need everybody to go there and dig this story onto the main page and beat these people. They're giggling. They're snickering. They're saying, ha, ha, ha. We're going to bury you. They do it all the time on there. I mean, imagine just living on the web, being a protected little minority group whose votes count more than others. Berries do count more than votes up. And just going on and cheating everyone. The millions that are on that main page of Dig from seeing the truth. Finding out that their idol the big leftist, Michael Moore, is now crashing through the left gatekeeper system and going public. This is big, it's important, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com right now. We stayed up till 2, 3 in the morning to get this out to you. Please help us get it out to the people. We'll be back with huge Building 7 news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
All right, we're getting the Loose Change crew, the True Info Warriors, lined up. Here's a little bit of Metallica.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha, I listen to the engine moaning out his one-old song. I think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was through. Here I am on the road again.
your stand.
Make your stand.
Welcome back. Massive Building 7 news from an eyewitness, an executive of the Fortune 500. We're going to give you all the details for the Loose Change crew. And more details will be posted, I'm told, later today on their message board at loosechange2os, loosechange911.com. We're going to be doing a big article today, thanks to the great work of Steve Watson, who's been pulling double time while his brother's been doing special reports from Beijing, China. Big news up on prisonplanet.com there, what the Chinese-style internet will look like. And he might have some other interesting things when he gets back from China. Paul just wants to go ahead and blow his cover. He is there inside the wicked command base right now, filing reports from China. Before we go to our guest, Research Herbs, ladies and gentlemen, is an amazing company, many, many years of great service, and they have the mainline herbs that are known to have certain effects, that are known to have certain health benefits and nutritive health effects. Just absolutely amazing products and folks. And one of them is Live 52. It's the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. Live 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. It improves the functional efficiency of the liver. It's a unique, all-natural, complex, multi-ingredient formula, safe and effective. It's registered herbal drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, and over 3,000 clinical trials and research studies. That's just one of the hundreds of products at ResearchHerbs.com, or call toll-free for your Live 52 at 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841 today, Researched Herbs. Then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, there is eFoods Direct. And I have storable foods. And I have storable foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company, their website, eFoodsDirect.com, because they are the longest continually operating food company, clean food. It's 99% organic. The organic rules are such sticklers that, you know, he can't have them always in their certifying episode, but he attempts to buy American organic. It's of the highest quality, no fillers, really great stuff. It's a lot better than those MREs you can buy, and it's less expensive, and it lasts 10 years. 1-800-409-5633. My friends, listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay alive. Remember the Superdome? Remember everywhere else? The UN, the federal government? Just type in food as a weapon into Google. All these Pentagon documents, all these UN documents, saying they'll use food as a weapon in the U.S. to control you. Not me, Jack. I got gold. I got silver. I got guns. I know how to use them. And I, most importantly, I got a bunch of water filters, and I got places to bug out to, and I got really, I guess, 4 years supply of food with all the purchases I've made. Some of it's about to be no good, though. It's about 7-8 years old, and I want to give it away to the food bank before it's not good. But it doesn't matter. If you forget and 10 years later it's not good, just dump it. That's what you do with insurance anyways. You never even use it. This is insurance that if you want, you can guaranteed use, and it's great. All right, I'm belaboring that. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And before we bring them up, I do want to remind you that I'm a documentary filmmaker, and Terror Storm First Edition, only a few copies left, literally. In a couple days, we're going to have to pull it out of all the specials. You'll never be able to get the first edition again. It is a great film, and I'm sending a signed card with each copy that goes out. It's only available in combo deals right now. But then the special edition, final cut of Terror Storm, we now have it in stock but can't ship till the middle of next month. You can pre-order Terror Storm, 17 extra minutes, absolutely mind-blowing. Go watch the sneak peek on the website, and that's all available at InfoWars.com. And two big announcements. I will be tomorrow night at Brave New Books at the End of the Drag on Guadalupe, downtown Austin, or by the university area. I call all that downtown. It's not technically downtown. And center of the city. And plenty of parking around there in the area. You may have to pay a couple bucks for it, but whatever. There's some parking garages as well. And you can park at the Dolby parking garage across the street. And it's just right there at the end of the drag, on the south side of the drag. Great facility, great people. I'll be there giving a speech, showing about 10 minutes of Endgame, and shining documentaries and books. They've been asking me to come down. They're great folks. I said, why not? We're going to do it. We're going to be there videotaping the speech, put it on the web as well. And then the next night, I'm going to show a little over an hour. I'm saying an hour, maybe more, of Endgame. Did you pop in my ear, John? Okay, something just popped in. They're in Minnesota, I'm in Texas. People sometimes say, who are you talking to? I don't hear them. They're not real folks. They're on Pluto. But going back, we're going to show an hour or so of in-game, about 30 minutes with the new 17 minutes of footage in that 30 minutes of Terror Storm Final Cut. And I'm going to be, there'll be some surprises too. I'll just let you know that. So I hope to see you there Thursday night. And we've always had every showing sell out. People always get mad. You better go to Infowars.com and link through to the Alamo show and get your tickets now. Okay, let's, and I'd love it to be free, by the way, but I have to pay the theater to be there. We four-wall it, as they call it. Okay, who do I got here from the illustrious crew? Do we have Burmis and Avery? Do we have Roe as well?
No, man, he just got me and Jason.
Well, that's great.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, there's too much happening. What do you think of this Michael Moore stuff?
I'm gonna bite my tongue on this one. You know, Alex, I personally think it's great. Dylan's a little more hesitant. But the fact that he's talking about the Pentagon issues and explosions in the buildings of the World Trade Center is only a positive push, and it'll continue to open more minds. And, you know, they're not going to be able to stop that story on Dig.
Well, I mean, my point is, we know Michael Moore's not perfect, and I know years ago, I've talked to several Hollywood people who've had dinner with him. He knows all about it. He's put 9/11 Truth links on his site before, but I mean, you know, better late than never. At least, I mean, I understand I'm in no love affair with him as well, but you know, he's going to get a lot of heat for this. Dylan, do you have anything to say about it?
Well, no, like I said, well, actually, like Jason said, I'm glad to see that he's finally mentioning this stuff. It just seems, I don't want to say too little too late, but, you know, Let's see how it pans out.
I mean, I certainly agree with you, but again, better late than never.
Yeah, exactly. Better late than never. So, you know, good for him.
By the way, I saw a rough cut. You guys aren't done. I'm told it's even better now, but it was incredibly powerful. Just the first half of the film. You've got most of it done, but you're sweetening, adding new things. Because you're going and still getting more interviews up to the minute, this is huge, folks. Just to fill you in, here, Dylan or Jason, just give them the background. You've confirmed who it is. He's well known. He was on television, hint, hint, but he doesn't want to be known publicly until the film comes out. He will reveal himself in the film. It's just that he doesn't want he's a high-level executive.
Alex, here's the deal. He's not a high-level executive, but when you see who
he's an executive at that company. He was the boss.
Well,
okay.
Well, it wasn't a company. See, this was somebody who was called to the OEM building.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away too much. You do it.
Yeah, I'll just explain how this came about. Dylan and I had been looking for this guy for some time, didn't even know his name. Had basically just watched, you know, hundreds of videos of eyewitnesses, explosions at the World Trade Center, and we came across this one. And Dylan, why don't you tell people how you fished his name out?
I dug around, man. I don't want to give away too many details. And the main reason that we don't want to give away too many details, you know, I read some comments on 9/11 Blogger. People were like, oh, this seems more like a sales technique than, you know, searching for the truth. And that's not the case at all. We're trying to keep this guy's life, you know, somewhat normal until the film comes out, because God knows when this man goes public and people know who this guy is, all hell's going to break loose in this guy's life. Not only are people on our side going to be trying to track him down, people like Mark Roberts are probably going to call him up and be like, well, I think you're lying, and here's why. So,
this guy is now on record that day being in World Trade Center Building 7 with another individual.
Basically, we can prove without a shadow of a doubt that not only was he there, everything he's saying is true. And I can say this with full confidence because we've done our homework on him.
And not only that, he actually spoke to the 9/11 Commission, Alex. So when Thomas Keene says that they don't have any evidence of explosions going off in World Trade Center 7, this guy sat down with them. And we sent you a couple clips. We're going to play a couple more tonight. But basically, he goes through an amazing account of what happens to him that day, and then later on goes into detail about how he told this story, how no one seemed to listen to him, and he didn't really care because he was telling the truth. And it's just an amazing account, and like I said, we have him on video that day. It's going to be a great lead-in, and it's really the knock it out of the park interview that proves that Building 7 was demolished.
Exactly. It's
gentlemen, all I can say is excellent detective work, Dylan and Jason and Corey. But Dylan, I mean, how good did it feel when you're watching all these hundreds of videos of police, security people, stuff, I mean, just massive, you know, info, And then, boom, you're able to track them down and have it totally confirmed. And this is my only thing is I understand why he doesn't want to go public now, because he doesn't want all the heat twice, because he would get all the clamoring calls and heat now, then he'd get it in a few months when the film comes out. I totally understand. I'm just worried about the safety issue but as long as you guys have got the video, frankly, I'm worried about your safety, but that will make you a little safer, I guess, by at least playing the audio. Privately, some people you can trust knowing who his name is and who he isn't. Plus, if people do real detective work, they can track down the video clips out there and who this is. So I'm not second guessing not releasing it, but I know why people are doing that. But now that I understand, the angle of, the enemies out there going after him, trying to make him renege, that is a real threat. So maybe you guys are right.
Well, that's what we're trying to keep this as low key as possible. And like you said, the publicity twice would just be crushing. This guy's a family man. I mean, he's literally just a few years away from retirement. And like I said, when people find out who this guy is, it is going to blow the lid off this thing. There is no doubt that Building 7 was rigged with bombs. Explosions took place before the demolition at 5:20. And when you play the clip, you'll find out this guy goes up to the Office of Emergency Management on the 23rd floor, where it was literally manned shortly before he got up there. But play the clip, and it'll speak for itself.
Well, I tell you what, tell us as much as you can, because jabbering with you last night while you're on the cell phone, jabbering this morning, I get things confused.
Well, let's just play the clip. I mean, he says it better than Brian.
It's a 90-second clip, and it'll go over right up to the point of the first explosion, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, because we've got two clips, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, let's play the first clip. Here it is.
I was asked to go and man the Office of Emergency Management at the World Trade Center 7 on the 23rd floor. As I arrived there, there were police all in the lobby. They showed me to wait for the elevator. We got up to the 23rd floor. We couldn't get in. We had to go back down. Then security and police took us to the freight elevators, where they took us back up, and we did get in. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on the desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And after I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away. So I came running back in and said, "We're the only ones up here. We got to get out of here." He found the stairwell. So we subsequently went to the stairwell, and we're going down the stairs. When we reached the sixth floor, the landing that we were standing on gave way. There was an explosion, and the landing gave way. And I was left there hanging. I had to climb back up, and now I had to walk back up to the eighth floor. After getting to the eighth floor, everything was dark.
IRS was there.
Well, I'm just confused about one thing, and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was. And it was so destroyed, they had to take me out through a hole in the wall, a makeshift hole that I believe the fire department made to get me out, me and Mr. Hess out.
I do have one more question.
And that's basically both clips right there, Alex. And he follows it up by saying, they were stepping over bodies, and the firemen were literally telling them not to look down. That dispels the no loss of life in Building 7 theory. He discusses also with us how while he was trapped on those floors, he was talking to firemen prior to both collapses of the World Trade Center Towers 1 and 2. As each building collapsed, they ran away from it, as everybody did. So those explosions that he got trapped on the 8th floor happened before both towers fell. He heard many other explosions during the whole thing. The entire lobby was blown up. There were dead bodies in Building 7. And none of that is a part of any official count of the story.
Now, notice Mr. Hess. Explain to people who Mr. Hess is, who he's with.
Well, Mr. Hess now actually works for Giuliani Partners. And he was a local government guy. You know, he was there to see the mayor. I mean, Barry also tells us how he was there because Giuliani apparently was in Building 7 earlier that day.
Now, let's be clear. This is an explosion before Tower 1 and 2 even fall. That's what's key about this.
That's absolutely right.
Now stay there, because Steve Watson's going to write an article about this. That's why I want to debrief you about as much as you can say, or what I can say from our private conversations. I don't want to drop the ball on this. Dylan and Jason, stay with us. And tonight, on their show, right here on GCN, they're going to play even more of the clips. This has got my heart beating fast. Folks, this is so big, and it's dangerous. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Because you can't starve us out, you can't make us run! All right, let's go back to our guest.
I plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
Dylan Avery, you know, these are young men, and they live under incredible stress. And, you know, Corey is a battle-hardened combat vet at two different theaters. And Dylan was, you know, what, 22 years old when he got into all this, or 23, I forget. And Jason Burmes, and they're just doing an exemplary job. And they've been real quiet the last few months, you've noticed, because they've been busy little bumblebees. But I assure them they're under surveillance, and they know that, and we're under surveillance, and there's no way to fully keep the secret, so they have to bring out as much as they've had now. It's really a catch-22 for safety, because the type of interview they've got is the type of interview that sends men in black with silencer submachine guns to your house. Okay? And then you hear there was a gas explosion. By doing this, they are a lot safer, and so is this gentleman. Now, I understand it's a catch-22 of release it, don't release it. We'll see, but it's not going to be a travesty if it leaks out. People are pretty smart, but we'll see what happens. We'll be careful. What specifically to contain this and make sure the news gets out that you have it, but the, so it doesn't endanger this guy with the, you know, with the public or the crazies or whatever. Specifically, what can Steve Watson put in the article today?
Well, he can basically say that we have an eyewitness that was in the World Trade Center Building 7 prior to both collapses. He witnessed a explosion on the sixth floor, literally almost died there. He talked to the firefighters before both towers went down, watched them run away, walked over bodies in the lobby, and, you know, was taken out by the fire department. I mean, well, he also tells us that when he got out there, the fire department told him that he needed to get 20 blocks up, and this guy's knees were blown out at the time. And he's like, I can't walk 20 blocks. And he said, well, you better crawl because explosions are still happening. So, you know, that just ties into what Moore said. A lot of these firefighters know there were secondary explosions. They know they haven't been told the truth. And it's just so obvious that, you know, 7 was demolished in on itself.
Now, like, now, roughly what time was he in the command center when he saw the half-eaten sandwich, the smoking coffee?
I think that's prior to the second plane impact, right, Dylan?
That is prior, because he was in the building when the second plane hit.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, he literally got a call saying that they thought a small Cessna-type plane had hit the World Trade Center.
Well, that's what all the initial reports said. Some people said it was a small commuter plane.
And then let's be clear. The command center, everyone's pulled out. Luckily, they're down the street with Tripod 2 running a terror attack drill on the complex.
And actually, we did get his comments on Tripod, which he was also involved in after 9/11.
Mega
Before 9/11 as well.
Well, he said that they were setting it up before 9/11.
Jeez.
But he actually did have involvement in Tripod after 9/11 and describes it pretty much the way that we all know it, that was a bioterror attack drill, and that terrorists were going to release these things, and basically he would be around while other people drilled the scenarios.
Now, I got confused talking to you in the morning and on the cell phone about the executive and a couple of things. We're going to leave that out because, my God, guys, I mean, you know you're literally sitting on a giant stack of dynamite right now.
Absolutely, and that's why we've taken the precautions to secure other copies in case something does happen to the original. Mm. And this is going to see the light of day at some point, and we hope it's with, you know, the final cut of this film, because like I said, this guy's a family guy. He was very gracious to us. He was very aware of our work. I mean, we went in there very skittish, Alex. We tracked this guy down, not sure exactly what he was going to say. I had an idea.
That's what real police investigators do. You knock on doors, and you never know when somebody's going to spill their guts. Stay there, man. Folks, you're not going to believe who this guy is. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.